This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Time for Lower Your Guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant in the line. You pick from one of two categories and try to see how many you can get right out of said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, did we lose our contestant?
We did lose our contestant.
All right, you guys are playing Your Guess is as good as mine. The categories, we have the worst cities in the U.S. for drivers. The Consumer Affairs Research Team, they analyzed three key traffic measures for 49 major U.S. metros to determine which cities have the heaviest congestion, the longest travel times, and the most fatal crashes. They combined those three factors to calculate an overall traffic score for each city. Then our next category, a survey asked people what sex-related injuries they've suffered. And they came up with the top 10. When people talk about negative consequences of adult relations, they're usually talking about STDs, relationship fallouts, or really messing up perfectly tucked-in sheets. But there is the possibility of sustaining an injury while having relations. So keep in mind, STDs is not on the list.
All right.
That is not technically considered an injury. So do you guys want to go with the most common sex-related injuries? There are 10, or the top 10 cities for the worst traffic.
I feel like we would do better in traffic because other than broken penis, I honestly...
Yeah, how many sex injuries are there?
I mean, there's 10. I might not even want to know what they are, but I cannot picture what else they could be.
So traffic it is?
Can I go traffic?
Let's go traffic.
All right.
Traffic it is. These are the 10 worst cities for driving here in the United States of America. Let's see. A few of them are in California. The rest are spread throughout this great nation of ours. What is your first guess there on the cities for the worst traffic?
Seattle.
Seattle, Washington, which is normally so smooth. Number three.
Yes. All right.
The average commuter time in Seattle is 29 minutes. Average daily congestion, by the way, that would be 6 hours and 50 minutes. And fatal car crashes per 100,000 people, 5.2.
Well, I feel like WSDOT does everything they can to make sure that your travel is going to suck. I'm going to guess San Francisco.
San Francisco, California, number 4. The traffic score is 80%. Average daily congestion, 6 hours, 8 minutes. Your average commute time, if you live in the Bay Area, 31 minutes.
All right.
Okay. You guys are 2 for 2.
I mean, I feel like L.A. would have to be on there again, right? Is that what you're thinking, Mike?
Los Angeles is number 1. Average commute time, though, is lower the most, 30 minutes. Daily congestion, 7 hours and 55 minutes. And fatal car crashes, that's where it gets bad in L.A., 9 per 100,000 people.
Damn.
So are we done with Cali, or is there other ones?
California is done.
Yeah, I would think we're done.
That is correct.
All right, I'm throwing these out there. Do not ding me yet or anything, but I'm thinking D.C., Baltimore, New York City, Philly. Like, those are the four up on top of my head.
What about, like, Dallas?
Okay, is it Dallas or Houston that's known?
One of them I know is known for, like, horrible traffic.
Right, and I can't remember which one, because Dallas has that massive freeway system that goes
yes.
around it.
Cities with the lowest traffic scores. Number one, St. Louis, Missouri.
Really?
For a major metropolitan area.
Okay.
Rochester, New York is number two.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, followed by Cleveland, Ohio, and Richmond, Virginia.
Virginia.
Those are the cities where the traffic sucks the least.
That's funny. I feel like I always hit traffic trying to get through Frickson.
It's getting ready to say, man,
always.
Anytime I've driven, right, it's like going by JBLM. Like, you're just going to
a
slow
a bunch
down.
Of roads meet there, 95, and the but they do have pay roads.
They
in
do.
Richmond, and a lot of people take those roads. They're not even toll roads. It's like some Joe Schmo owns it. You get a Bob Highway card, and you get to ride on Bob's Highway. I think it's the Poe White Turnpike, if I'm not mistaken. That's one of those as well, down there.
What do you think, D.C. to
Poe White?
Poe White Turnpike.
Yeah. Boston's got to be on there. They're notorious.
Yeah.
So is that the guess?
Let's go Boston.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Uh-oh. No.
Damn.
Not on the list. Out of the top 10.
I feel like you're right with New York.
I think you have
there's
to.
There's just
be,
nothing
right?
but traffic. Nobody drives because there's too much traffic.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. Does that help their score, though? Right. Because people take the train everywhere?
They do. But if you do drive, the traffic there sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, just without a doubt. New York City.
Number five on the list.
All right.
Average commute time is 32 minutes there. They have the fewest fatal car crashes. Though, in New York, based on probably just congestion, traffic,
well, you
and
can't
speed
drive
of travel.
Fast enough. And you just get out of your car and throw a fist.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to say D.C.
Washington, D.C. That is number two.
All right.
That is the second worst traffic, much like our emailer, in the United States. The traffic score is 85. The average commute for a D.C. resident is 33 minutes. And they do have a low number of fatal car crashes. But the Beltway, that's a NASCAR.
It's a mother ever.
That's a NASCAR.
Always. Somebody from the text line, thank you for this one. Before we guess it, Atlanta. What do you guys think about that? I've heard
massive
it
major
sucks.
City.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know that I know enough about it.
Right? Yeah, I'm not sold on Atlanta yet. I don't think it's wrong,
right,
but I'm not sold on it just yet.
And then according to the texters, it's Houston, not Dallas, that's more notorious for the crappy traffic.
I mean, I did get stuck in traffic trying to go like just across the city in Houston. It sucked.
It is. It's awful. Let's guess Houston.
Let's do it.
Houston.
No.
Son of a bitch.
On the list. Texas not represented.
Okay. All right, we're at two strikes, boys.
All right.
Right.
So, as far we have one mountain town.
Right. I was
wondering. We have one West Coast town. We have one Midwest town and two East Coast, East time zone towns. One we might have lived in.
All right, so
Baltimore.
Baltimore's number 10.
All right.
The average commute time there is 29 minutes.
Mountain town, I'm wondering if it's like Denver.
Another major city in the mountain time zone. I mean,
Denver's number six.
Yeah.
All right. So far, you guys are right. On one LA, DC is two, Seattle is three, San Francisco four, New York five, Denver is six, and Baltimore, Maryland is 10. You guys have 7 out of the 10. There is one strike remaining.
There's still another West Coast town.
Portland, right?
It's got, because we already have Seattle and we're done with Cali.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Portland.
Number 7.
All right.
They say Portland's traffic sucks for the size of a town it is. But the average commute time is only 25 minutes. The problem they say is traffic in Portland's nonstop.
Yeah.
So,
and for what?
But keep in mind, when this, well, the average commute time, it's only 25 minutes. You go, right, but how many miles did you cover in 25 minutes?
Right.
If you went 4 miles, that's really annoying.
Okay. So you guys have gotten 1 through 7. The next two cities are not on an ocean. How's that?
Not on an ocean.
They are not on an ocean.
I mean, maybe
Chicago.
Nashville?
Did we guess Atlanta or no?
Nope.
We did not guess Atlanta.
Because the text line's going crazy. They're basically, everyone's just screaming, Atlanta.
Let's trust the texters.
All right, Atlanta.
Number 8 on the list.
All right.
Average traffic commute time is 31 minutes. There's one major city left.
Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois, number 9. You guys have run the table. There you go.
Oh, look at us.
Yeah, very good. The cities with the worst traffic. Baltimore, Maryland at 10, 9 is Chicago, Atlanta is 8, Portland 7, Denver 6, 5 is New York, 4 San Francisco, Seattle, Washington,
We're climbing up there. We are now number 3.
Yay.
Yay.
Last year, we were number 8.
Jesus.
Washington, D.C. is the second worst, and Los Angeles, California. That is the worst city to be stuck in traffic. All right, still to come, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.